Praise the Lord. Well, I am here to wrap this up. And believe me, you will not be here very long because I have been given a time frame and I intend to do it in that time frame. I am asking Sam, wherever Sam is, to please come up with my bucket very quickly. Oh, come on up. Come on up. I'd like to show you something before we begin. We start school tomorrow, and this is pretty much what we start out with in math. We have yellow, we have blue, and we have red. So my next color will be what? What's next? What's next?
Red.
And what is this called? A pattern. This week, the children have started a pattern, parents. The pattern is that they have come out to church every single solitary evening to worship God and to learn about God. And the wonderful thing about that is they don't want it to end. You see, they came out Monday through Friday. Now, they are just getting started, and the parents came out today. But they're just getting started. They want this to be a habit. They want to come out to the house of the Lord all the time. They want to come out and worship. They are asking you on a daily basis, Mom, Dad, can I go to the house of the Lord? I thought about when I was a child, I did drive-bys. And that was, we came to VBS. Then if they had something else happening, we came again. And then if there was something else happening, we came again. But you know what? You don't have to do a drive-by at this church. Our Father's house has a children's ministry, has a youth ministry, and your children need to be involved. So I came today to give you an invitation that says, won't you be our guest? Would you please come out and be our guest? We need you. We want you. If you've never felt comfortable in a church before, today I am giving you an invitation. Every now and then you go to a party and you say, if I was given a personal invitation, I would come. Well, today I am giving you a personal invitation. Don't I look nice? Don't I smile nice? I'm saying, come and come to church with me. You are all my personal friends, and I'm asking you to come to church. I'm asking you to help your children with the habit. I'm not just going to say that, but I saw something this week. The children that came from Riversong, this is what I saw all week. They came into Riversong on Tuesday after attending the VBS, and they were so tired, but they kept talking about VBS. All they kept talking about is the things they learned and what they did. And you know, by Wednesday, you had one or two children that their parents were kind of saying, maybe you're a little tired, maybe you want to stay home. And I have to tell you a secret. The children were saying, no, don't stay home. Come out to VBS. You need to be at VBS. And I watched those children when one of the dads came in. He says, Miss Robin, I just want to ask my daughter a question. I want to see if she wants to go home and get some rest and come back tomorrow, or does she want to go to VBS? And I hear this little girl, before he can even get to her, she yells, I'm going to VBS, Dad, go home. She stayed for VBS. She made it the whole week. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says this. I'm reading this from the Message Bible so everyone will understand, all of the children. I am not saying that I have it all together, that I have made it all well, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out to me and to my friends. don't get me wrong. By no means I do not count myself as an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal and where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running and I am not turning back. Your children do not want to turn back. Your children are off and running. Many of them have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior this week. And they don't want to go home and wait for Easter. They don't want to go home and wait till you get the new bonnet, the basket, and then you bring them back out again. They want to be here next week for Children's Church. They want to keep coming. I'm urging you parents to build this foundation. Help the children keep running. I have four quick things that I want that your children can teach you. Number one, they can teach you perseverance. Because this entire week, they came out faithfully. And you say, I know I bought them. They couldn't come by themselves. Nah, some of them got here through other people. He who has run a race must never stop, or you will come short of the end. Don't come short of the race. Persevere. Number two, the children can teach you the tool of encouragement because they got behind of each other and they said, no, come on, don't give up. Keep coming. Finish out the week. Let's finish this race for Jesus Christ strong. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, today you will have that opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. Your children have already accepted Jesus, and if you haven't, I hope that there's a hunger in you that says, I want Jesus. The third thing, your children now know the goal. What is the purpose of all of this? Why do we go to church? Your children know the answer. They have a goal. And the goal is to see Jesus Christ, to be with him, to walk with him, to have him in their lives. So if you need to understand that. What is the goal? Lastly, the children can teach you to invite others. Because at the school, though there were children already signed up, they were asking other children, why don't you ask your mama? Come on, I'll go over there, and when it's over, I'll ask her. And children were standing at the door saying, can he go to VBS tonight? And I said, well, I'm not sure he can go because I'm not sure if they were signed up, and they signed up. Well, it doesn't matter. They can go, Miss Robin. Yeah, they can go. The children were excited about the message. So, I would like to invite you again. Be our guests. Don't let it stop here. Come out to the house of the Lord. If you are in this building right now and your children need teaching and your children have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they now need a mom and dad that will sit with them and teach them about Jesus. Everybody stand to their feet. And if you are here and you would like to accept Jesus as a personal Savior, I'm asking you to please come down front. We want to pray with you. Today is a day that your life can change forever. Today is a day that everybody's life can change forever. And the goal, you can get your eyes on the goal, and the goal is Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but each and every day of my life, when I wake up, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I want you to know that I wake up every single solitary day knowing that yesterday was a great day, but today is even greater because I'm still in Jesus Christ. And he's got his arms wrapped around me, and he's loving me, and he's guiding me, and he's protecting me, and he's giving me new miracles and mercies every single solitary day. If you want that, we want to pray with you. I'm going to give the service back into the hands of Pastor Daniel and allow him to close. I got a wonderful email about Pastor Daniel. And when I read the email from Cameron, I said amen and amen and amen. It was an email about the man of God that he is, the spirit in which he walks in, and everything on the email was true. I'm so grateful for the Mashtares, and I'm grateful for their ministry here. And let's give Pastor Daniel a hand clap.
Last year, one thing that we did was we took a moment to pray over all the kids that were going to school, all the students that have school starts on Wednesday. And so we would like to take a moment to invite all the kids that are going to school, high school students, college students, children that are in elementary school. Can you guys, teachers, okay, all right, teachers, come on. All right, on the count of three, everybody run up here. One, two, three. Come on, go. Guys, we have ice cream after this prayer, so please join us down in the great room. But we're not getting there until we pray first, so come on, let's go. I don't have ice cream in my pocket. And can I get some of the volunteers to come up, or, you know, if you help during Sunday school or children's church, Q-Jin, will you come up here and pray with us? Guys, I am so blessed that you guys have just been so joyful at Vacation Bible School. And now it's time to go on and work with a lot of friends that don't know Jesus. Okay? You're going into a school that where some of your teachers might not know Jesus. You're going into a school where people might argue with you because you believe in Jesus. But I just want to say you're doing a good job. You know the truth, and don't let anybody take that away from you, no matter what. Whether you got to stand on faith or whether you just got to say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life and believe it. Okay? Because he's there and he will show you himself. All you got to do is read the Bible, pray, and don't forget, come and fellowship with your other friends that know about Jesus. Because if we move away from the people that know Jesus, it's a lot easier for us to get distracted and to forget about him. So please stay with the family of God. Okay, come around those who are here today. Okay, get connected, stay connected, and let's continue to have a joyful time in the Lord. Okay, because we have a great time in Children's Church, right, guys? Okay, well, let's continue that. Okay, all right. At this time, let's go ahead. If you're back there, let's extend a hand. However you like to pray, if you want to, kneel, if you want to just raise a hand, if you want to shout out to God, let's just pray and intervene for all these students and all the teachers, okay? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your wonderful love and your kindness, your joy that you give us, oh God. Lord, we just pray over these kids right now and all these teachers. Lord, we ask that you will give them your anointing, that your Holy Spirit will rest upon them, and that you will just minister to their hearts in the darkest times, oh God. When they don't feel like getting that homework assignment done, Lord, I pray that you will motivate them and say, get it done and be the light of this world. Amen. Lord, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for being our salvation, for being our strong tower, oh God, that we can run to, Lord, for being our refuge, Lord, when people are talking bad about us in school because we believe something that we can't show them, Lord God. We can't show them you, oh Lord God, except for through us. And Lord, I pray that you will help each student here and each teacher here to represent you, oh God, to be Jesus to the world. Lord, I just want to thank you, oh God. I pray that your Holy Spirit will just come and fill each and every person in this place, Lord God, so that we can support one another, so that we can be this light, a city on a hill, Lord God, that cannot be hid. Lord, I just want to thank you for teaching us all these wonderful lessons this week. I want to thank you for preparing us for a wonderful school year. And Lord, I just want to thank you for all the beautiful faces, for all the family members that are in this church, oh God. Lord, each of us, Lord, are going to be in that body at that dinner whenever you return, Lord God. We're going to be there to have supper with you, to fellowship with you. And Lord God, I just want to thank you for all the unique faces, all the unique children, Lord God. And we just thank you for everything that you have given us. Lord, pour out your blessings, pour out your anointing. And Lord God, clear our taste buds so we can get ready for this wonderful, delicious ice cream. And everybody said, amen.